Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of health, wellness, freedom, egalitarianism, peace, and sustainability for all, without discrimination. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this radio station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In this episode, we'll be joined by Mary Finelli in Silver Spring, Maryland. Mary is the president of Fish Feel, a nonprofit organization, the first organization to advocate for fish worldwide. And this is very significant that Mary is joining us today. Today is also the first ever International Compassion for All Animals Day, April 4th. Tomorrow is International Golden Rule Day, April 5th. That's what veganism is all about, the Golden Rule in action. Yesterday was World Aquatic Animal Day, April 3rd. And last week was World Day for the End of Fishing. Mary will be joining us shortly. Mary, president of Fish Feel. First, let's hear the song from Vegan Smythe in Australia. Fish Like to Swim. Again, I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Fish like to swim. They would swim all day if you'd let them. Fish can breathe underwater, and they see the world through fish eyes. Fish have fish lives, just like we have human lives. And fish like to swim. Fish are not vegetables, it's confusing for some. When vegetarians say they eat fish, it sounds kind of dumb. Fish don't like being hooked through the mouth and dragged up into the air. They struggle and panic and shudder in terror in case you weren't aware. Fish just like to swim. They would swim all day if you'd let them. Fish can breathe underwater, and they see the world through fish eyes. Fish have fish lives, just like we have human lives. And fish like to swim.
Fish like to swim.
Fish make endorphins, which means they feel pain. And they don't like being hunted by trawlers on martial campaigns. Fish wanna flip their fins and tails to the ocean that never ends. They really don't want to be sharing a cage with 50,000 of their closest friends. No, fish don't wanna drink like a fish, they just want to swim. We've caused the extinction of so many species already. Soon all the fish in the sea won't be that many. If any fish like to swim, they would swim all day if you'd let them. Fish can breathe underwater, and they see the world through fish eyes. Fish have fish lives, just like we have human lives. As fish like to swim,
fish like to swim.
Oh, fish like to swim.
Fish like to swim.
Yeah, fish like to swim.
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Mary Finelli in Silver Spring, Maryland. And Mary is the president of Fish Feel. Welcome, Mary, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, hello, Marlene, and thank you so much for having me on.
I am excited about this interview. I follow your work with Fish Feel, and it's amazing. There's so much going on, and there's so much information, and you cover it all comprehensively. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. We certainly try. You're right. There is so much. There are so many issues affecting fish and that fish effect. So it is hard to cover it all, but we try.
Yeah, so we'll cover quite a bit in today's interview. So again, thank you, Mary, and to your team as well at Fish Feel. Mary, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. Well, I've been a vegan since for about 35 years now, and always fascinated with fish, animals in general. And I got into became an animal rights advocate about back in the mid-80s, really, early 80s, actually. And I worked primarily on farmed animal issues. And I wanted to do the most for the most animals, which at the time were farmed animals, still are farmed animals. And even though I was very busy devoting myself to that for about 20 years, I really was ignoring, as so many people have done, fish issues, even though they are by far the greatest number of exploited animals and suffer some of the worst abuses. But it finally dawned on me that we should be addressing fish issues. And really, very few people were at the time. So we began Fish Feel about 7 years ago, I guess it was.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's start out with talking about some of the fish issues.
Well, the main one, of course, is people eating fish. They are by far the largest number of harmfully exploited animals, and that includes the wild caught fishes and also farmed fishes. And a lot of people think that fish farming is a solution to overfishing, which is just such a massive problem right now. But it really is a huge part of that problem because so many wild caught fishes are used to feed farmed fishes and other farmed animals. And farmed fishes are treated so egregiously and humanely. So it's no better really than the way wild caught fishes are harmfully exploited. And you know, it also is a huge source of pollution, and it affects the surrounding waters that they usually have these fish penned in, and the feces and unconsumed food and other dead fishes who die, because they have a huge high mortality rate, they pollute the surrounding waters, and they can transmit diseases and parasites to the wild caught fish. So fish farming is no solution. It's a huge part of the problem. So eating fishes is really the main problem. And then there's also so-called recreational fishing, where people go out and torture and kill fish and other animals for fun. And that's such a big, it's much more popular than even hunting. At least in hunting, the idea is to kill the animal with one shot, whereas fishing, a big part of it is torturing animals intentionally, so-called playing the fish. What they're doing is, you know, impaling the fish and hauling them through the water and manhandling them and suffocating them. And even if they throw them back in the water, a lot of them won't survive. And even if they do survive, they're, you know, very, very much suffering throughout the whole process. So there's nothing sporting about it. And also fish are one of the main animals they use for experimentation. So there's that. Again, there's just so many issues that affect fish.
Yes.
And also, of course, aquarium fish, you know, and a huge problem there, in addition to keeping them in such unnatural and inhibiting environments, is so many wild-caught fish are caught for the aquarium trade. So that's another huge problem.
Yes. And I was actually surprised to realize that fishes are used a lot in research.
It's true, more and more, actually, because for one thing, they're less expensive. That's a huge part of the thing. There are fewer laws. They're not covered by the Animal Welfare Act. They're not covered by the Humane Slaughter Act. There's really no federal protections for fishes. And because they reproduce quickly, and because their lifespan can be a lot quicker, they're turning more and more to using fishes for experimentation, all kinds of horrendous experimentation.
Unfortunate. Oh, I look forward to the day that we're actually living in a vegan paradigm on this planet Earth.
And we're actually civilized.
Right.
Yeah.
Mary, please tell me about fish family.
Oh, well, of course, all fishes do have families, as do we all. And there are some fishes who are just amazing parents. There are, for example, fishes who will make elaborate nests as part of their courtship and also for raising their young. There are fishes who make these just beautiful, like mandalas on the ocean floor to attract the mate, and they'll decorate them with shells and everything. Other fishes will make a nest out of bubbles, blow bubbles, and create a bubble nest. And then a lot of different species will guard their eggs. They'll come down and fan the eggs with their fins to help oxygenate them, and are very, you know, devoted parents, very protective of the young. There are actually even some fishes who are called mouth brooders. So they'll take the eggs, once the eggs are hatched, they'll put them in their mouth and incubate them for weeks or even longer and go without eating until the fry can come outside. And even once the fry hatch and come out, if a predator or danger comes around, the parent will call them back in. They'll go back into their mouth until the danger has passed, until they're old enough to fend for themselves. So, I mean, just phenomenal parenting.
And how about lobsters?
They can mate, of course, and they can live a long time, have a long, long lifespan. And there's experimentations that have shown that they are, of course, sensitive and sentient. And they also, of course, deserve respect and compassion.
I had heard that with lobsters, the male lobster will caress the female lobster with his claws gently before he mates her.
You know, I'm not all that familiar with lobsters, but I believe I have heard that too, yeah.
So, when I am in the grocery store and the unfortunate experience of walking by the fish department and you see the lobsters...
Yeah, that's just so awful. You think of, and that's just that part of their exploitation. They're imagined before that. They're caught and brought up, and you know, exposed to cruel conditions, and have their claws banded, and it's just, you know, such prolonged agony for these animals.
It is, and it's like you said about the society. The longer we're vegan, and I say we because I've spoken to other vegans who also feel this way. More challenging it becomes to be existing in this non-vegan paradigm.
You learn more and more of what's going on, just every day a new horror or more. Animal exploitation is just so rife in our society and in the world. But, you know, you can easily be distressed by it, and it is very natural to be distressed, but we should try not to despair about it, because first off, that's not going to be helpful to us or to them. And things, I believe, are changing. We are making progress. For example, with lobsters, right now over in the UK, they're working on legislation to include lobsters under a bill about animal sentience. So they would get, you know, protection. The government would have to take that into consideration for any future laws or policies that lobsters are sentient. And there are, I think Switzerland has banned boiling lobsters alive, and I believe it, I can't remember where it was, Italy or somewhere else has banned that also. So, you know, thanks to animal advocates, in large part, society is learning more and more about these issues, and science is showing continually that these animals are sentient. So I really think the public mentality towards animals is evolving. We are making progress. It seems glacially slow, I know, but considering that we've only been at this really seriously for maybe the past, 30, 40 years, I think we've made really remarkable progress. When you think about how long human slavery was in existence and how long it took for civil rights and gay rights and women's rights, you know, I think we've made remarkable progress in the few decades that we've really been addressing it.
And speaking of sentience, I know that a lot of people still think that lobsters and fishes don't feel pain, yet they do. Can you talk about that?
The empirical evidence is very obvious. So anyone, you would have to be oblivious to not realize that they feel pain. And the scientific studies have conclusively shown that they are sentient. Really, it's just a matter now of willful ignorance to claim that these animals are not sentient. And now, increasingly, it's being written into law that they are sentient, so that they're getting legal protection that they so desperately need, very, very slowly, and albeit terribly inadequate, but increasingly better.
We're listening to Mary Finelli via Skype in Silver Spring, Maryland. Mary Finelli is the president of FishFeel, fishfeel.org, a nonprofit organization and the first organization to advocate for fishes worldwide. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Mary Finelli.
Traditional, contemporary, folk, bluegrass, and roots music in their tradition. Monday through Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on WCUW 91.3 FM, community radio serving central Massachusetts. Also streaming at WCUW.org.
Imagine a Worcester without community radio.
This is Hubbity Hoo, I'm the Sturge, and we're playing the songs that were old even when your grandparents were kids. And now a classic hit that we played yesterday, and the day before that, 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 and the day before that.
So please support WCUW, community radio for Worcester, Central Massachusetts, and the globe.
Please join us on Vegan Nation right here on WCUW 91.3 FM every Monday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Vegan Nation features local, national, and international news, events, interviews, and music on the vegan lifestyle. Listen worldwide at WCUW.org. Worcester Community Radio, serving central Massachusetts and the globe. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back from the break. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're joined by Mary Finelli in Silver Spring, Maryland. Mary is the president of FishFeel. And speaking of that, let's talk about the vegan seafood.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, when we started this, we thought, well, we'll have to give people alternatives. They're going to want alternatives. So we started searching for vegan seafood online. I thought we'd find like five products, but I was really pleasantly surprised with how many were out there. Products and also recipes. People have come up with all kinds of amazing creations. You know, they're just so imaginative in replicating flavors and textures and really any kind of seafood you can imagine. There are marvelous vegan versions of. But now the vegan seafood products are just exploding, really. There are so many coming out all the time now, and they're investing millions in developing new ones. So really, finding an alternative that will satisfy your craving for seafood is no problem whatsoever anymore. If you really like that ocean flavor, just add seaweed. That's really what gives it that oceany flavor. And some of these recipes are so easy. You can make them with simple ingredients. So on our website, we have a whole section devoted to vegan seafood and hundreds, if not thousands, of recipes and page after page of products. So really, anything you want, there's a vegan version, not only seafood, but food and beverages in general. There are vegan, marvelous vegan versions of. So there's really no excuse anymore to be eating animals or animal products.
We're listening to Mary Finelli via Skype in Silver Spring, Maryland. Mary Finelli is the president of FishFeel, fishfeel.org, a nonprofit organization and the first organization to advocate for fishes worldwide. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Thank you, Mary, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
I'm so glad to be here, Marlene.
Thank you. And your website, fishfeel.org, is amazing. There's so much information that you have on there that's just quite remarkable, very informative, and very helpful. There's a lot of vegan versions of all the fish that people are used to eating before we were vegan. And I have to say, a few years ago was the first time I had the vegan fish and the vegan tartar sauce, and it was so good, I had to confirm that it was actually vegan.
Oh, yes, yeah. And also lobster and shrimp, scallops, any kind of aquatic life, and really any kind of animals or animal products you can imagine, there are marvelous vegan versions of.
Yes, and this is really exciting to be speaking with you today, April 4th. Today, April 4th, also happens to be the first ever International Compassion for All Animals Day, April 4th. Also, that yesterday was World Aquatic Animal Day, April 3rd. Tomorrow is International Golden Rule Day, and that says it all because that is veganism. Veganism is simply the golden rule in practice. And it was also exciting to hear about World Day for the End of Fishing last week. So let's start with last week and we'll work our way up.
Yes. Well, although fish issues have been ignored for so long by the animal protection community, we are beginning to make up for it now. And one of the ways that we're doing that is World Day for the End of Fishing, which has been celebrated, I think, 7 or 8 years now. I'm not sure. And it's an event that's observed all around the world. I think 80 countries participated last week. And with all kinds of just amazing demonstrations and exhibits and videos. And what we did was we went to, there was a youth fishing rodeo, what they call, you know, trying to encourage children to go fishing, which is just encouraging children to abuse animals. So we went, it was the first one of the year we went and handed out, we have coloring books and gave kids crayons. And also we had a fishing is not fun for fish insert that we put in there, fact sheet that we put in there. And we just went around and distributed it to the kids. And then afterwards, we went to the National Aquarium in Baltimore and handed out fish literature to people there. And, you know, people were so receptive to it. It was really just a very enjoyable way to spend the day, a very upbeat, positive way to spend the day. And if you go to World Day for the End of Fishing on Facebook or to their website, you can see all the different ways that it was observed around the world. And they every year they, you know, certainly encourage everyone to participate. And so, you know, more and more there are organizations and groups that are paying attention to fish issues. A lot of them are focusing more on fish so-called welfare, you know, trying to improve conditions for fish. We really try to focus more on abolishing the cruelties to them. So, you know, really encourage people not to eat fish initially. Of course, that's the main thing. Don't eat them and don't go fishing. And if you're going to, if you want to keep fish and you can provide a decent home for them, of course, you know, an aquarium really can't satisfy the needs and the natural behaviors of any animal. But, you know, if you want to keep fish and you can provide a decent home for them, then we encourage people to adopt them from an animal shelter, or there are rescue groups, or you can find someone on Craigslist or the like who's looking to rehome fish for free, but not to buy them, because it's just like any of the other animal trades. You know, it's just rife with needless animal suffering and death. And actually, there's a very good documentary that came out last year called The Dark Hobby that shows just how cruel the collection of fish from the wild is. So, and there are fish rescue groups that can provide you with all kinds of great information. There's a wonderful Facebook called Vegans with Fishes, and they answer all kinds of questions and help people out with that. So, you know, if you can rescue fish, that's terrific. And there's all kinds of advice on how to go about doing that, too.
Thanks. Now let's hear about World Aquatic Animal Day, yesterday, April 3rd.
Yes, that is by the Aquatic Animal Law Initiative and Animal Law Clinic, the Center for Animal Law Studies at Lewis and Clark Law School. And they have a whole schedule, a whole program of speakers. And if you go onto their website, you can probably catch a lot of the programming there. And this is, I believe, their second year of celebrating it. And also, last year was the first year for Respect for Fishes Day. That was by In Defense of Animals. They started that last year, and they got a very good response. I think they had like 250 organizations participated, you know, showing respect for animals and all for fishes in all different ways. It's, it was motivated by Respect for Chickens Day, which was initiated by United Poultry Concerns. So it's a great way to just get people thinking about these animals and what their plight is and how we can help them.
Thank you, Mary. I'm going to call you Mary in Maryland. So I'm Marlene Mary in Massachusetts. Yes. And that brings us up to today, which is the first ever International Compassion for All Animals Day, which is a collaboration presented by In Defense of Animals, Interfaith Vegan Alliance, Climate Healers, and Charter for Compassion. And tomorrow, International Golden Rule Day, April 5th, and that's what it's all about. Another item on your website, fishfield.org, that I absolutely love is your page, Artistic Advocacy. I was thrilled to see poems and music and tattoos and art. That's phenomenal. Thank you.
It really is. I mean, it's marvelous. People are so creative and so imaginative, and such beautiful representations of animals and promotion of veganism and animal protection, and some of the best artists. Actually, we have a wonderful artist, Philip McClum Down, just designed a t-shirt design for us, a fish field t-shirt. And we just got the t-shirts in, so we're going to be going to our first Veg Fest of the year in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, in a couple weeks, and that will be when we first start offering them. But you can also order them online. And we also have a kids page that has coloring books and all kinds of games and stories for kids and recommended reading. So, you know, no matter what your age, you can easily get involved and learn about fishes and how amazing and admirable they are and how you can help them.
Thank you, Mary. And Mary, what contact information can you leave for our listeners?
Okay. Mainly if they could go to our Facebook page. Every day we go through the news and post news and information about fishes on there, petitions, things, like actionable items they can take, and also fun facts about fish and vegan seafood, just, you know, all kinds of things. Every day we're updating that. If you go to our website, it's fishfield.org. We also have a Twitter page and an Instagram page, but those are the main ways. And if anyone wants to get in touch with us, we are at info@fishfield.org.
Thank you, Mary Finelli.
Thank you, Marlene, very much.
This has been a great honor. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Well, it's been my great pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com and at wcuw.org/community. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. Please join us again next week at the same time. Let's go out with Entice So Nice. This is You Don't See Me, SEA. This is Marlene wishing you a good day.
Exploit it so bad they don't even have individual numbers. They go by weight. All the sea victims, they don't see you. But I do. Always. Entice, so nice. Make them see you.
No plastic straws, but you still don't hear me. You don't use plastic bags, but you still don't see me. Cause my flesh, you rather have, you would hate to be me. Hooked to the face, dragged away from family by the trillions, suffocate on your boats. No joke, no hope. We keep on rising up just like smoke out from the water. I don't get to see my daughter. When I do, her guts is spilled. When I get to see her slaughtered, you don't see me. Is it because that we're so deep? You don't see all the waste that's stuck in all our teeth. You don't see your fishnets in our throat and in our cheeks. All the ways that you're killing us. You're the monster to defeat. All my friends, they're all dead, washing up on your beach. You swoop your nets down, kill a million of us every week. Call it bycatch. There's someone's son, someone's niece. You don't want them, throw them overboard, cause they don't fit your needs. You threw them out just like a garbage piece. They end up dead from the wounds that bleed. You're a monster just like a beast, doing all this for a 10-minute feast. You kill me with ease, I'm now rested in peace. That's my whole entire life that you're calling your meats. Did you boil him alive and really call it a treat? Your mirror calls it a reflection, I call it a beast. You don't see me, the flesh is not enough, you don't stop there. We're nothing but a prize at the state fair. You put us in tanks, call it giving care. But the ocean is our home and it's not fair. You know what else is not fair? You get to keep your limbs while paying for soup made of someone's fins. How they holding their babies? How they get to swim? Let's hack up off your arms, see if then you grin. But you don't see me, but you love to see that world where you pay to see me enslave, pay to see me twirl, pay to see me do flips, pay to see me do tricks. Entertain yourself with hockey sticks, joysticks, magic tricks, sewing kits, glowing sticks, poker bids, gamble chips, balls you kick, balls you pitch, balls you hit, backflips, catch my drift. Your soul is dark just like an abyss. Check this, they try to murder us sustainably. By enslaving us in factories, my sim and fam, they all farm raised. Stacked on top of each other just like a card game. Think you had a hard day? Every day's a heartache. Swimming in diseases, it's what it's always. Bet you'd even know that their skin was all gray. They try to make it pink, but they have to all pay. This animal cruelty, you do it all day. No matter what they say, I have feelings, feel pain. Do you hear me now? Are you animal abusers?